The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Welcome back to the Rookie and the Vet podcast, and we are again talking Illini football. Coach Bielema and staff have been doing a lot of recruiting here in about the last couple of months. They're building something here in Champaign, Illinois, and notably, I will say their 2024 class, so kids who are going into their senior year of high school right now, is the number 37 recruiting class in the country. That is the highest that they have been ranked since Ron Zook was the coach of Illini football, and he was from 2005 to 2011. Definitely reloading that defense and that secondary after all those notable losses in the NFL draft. And I do say two big names or two big positions that kind of jump out on this is going to be the offensive line, and I think the tight end position. Mm-hmm. They've got two tight ends coming in, and both these guys are pretty big boys. And so not a lot of notable tight ends that I can recall in Illini history, even recently in the last 10, 15, 20 years. But that's a position that you see is very important on the field, not only blocking, but also pass catching. The wide receiver room is pretty stacked right now, and I feel like if you can get more people involved in the passing game, that always leads to success on the field. So starting off, we've got Tanner Hollinger. He's coming from Nebraska, two-sport athlete, plays basketball and football, 6'5", 235.
Yeah, Hollinger's a great add, the most recent add for them. Big, versatile tight end who, and the thing is Illinois uses their tight ends, whether it's in block formation or whether they're going out on routes. A lot of times you'll see two tight ends out on the field, and we'll talk about that more, the fact that they have two tight ends coming in this class. But Hollinger, a Nebraska kid, he had a bunch of different offers. I know, like Ball State, Air Force, I believe I saw a Brown in there, bunch of different schools.
Yeah, he had a few offers. I think this was his lone Power 5.
It was probably his biggest, yeah.
So
I'm curious. I don't remember seeing it, but if Nebraska, you know, got in on his recruiting. Because, I mean, home state, Nebraska, Big Ten. But I don't believe I saw them.
I want to say it was one of the other recruits that it was like Nebraska and Purdue that Illinois stole that recruit. I mean, that's a win in the Big Ten book right there, especially getting a kid from in-state Nebraska to decommit or to not, you know, pick that school over there.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely Purdue with Coach Walters going over there. Another kind of win for Brett Bielema and company here.
With Hollinger, too, I'll add the fact that you're 6'5" as a senior in high school. Like, you just wonder if he's going to continue to grow.
Oh, you know he's got to at least probably add maybe a couple more inches. And already 235, I mean, big frame, can still build. I mean, I don't know how much more you're going to build on top of that.
Yeah.
Because I'm just thinking tight ends in the NFL, I mean, maybe running about that
Kelsey's,
size.
Yeah, I was going to say, Kelsey's probably about 6'4", 6'5"-ish. Probably like 240.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's crazy to think that this kid is kind of that size of like an NFL tight end.
17, 18 right now, so.
And you get him in the workout room with some of these Illinois coaches that turned Witherspoon from a small kid into this built just force on the defensive side. if this kid Hollinger can get with the right trainers, he could be just a bulldozer at tight end, catching the ball and just getting those yards after catch.
Yeah. So that's something we're looking forward to. Two-sport athlete, also played basketball, averaged 15 points a game in high school. I mean, that's not...
I mean, it's 6'5".
Yeah.
I'd hope so.
I think he played center and power forward, if I'm not mistaken. Sure.
He probably towered over everybody at 6'5".
Definitely good scorer, and I mean, hopefully got a pretty good jump ability, good vertical, so... We'd love to see more tight ends involved in the passing game.
You want those two. You want two-sport athletes, three-sport athletes. Those are the guys that go far in, I mean, sport in the NFL. Especially what's so funny is I feel like a lot of tight ends, if you look at tight ends in the NFL, they all played basketball in high school. Basketball or, I mean, high school or college. A lot of tight ends went on and played basketball in college, made the switch to football, and then had successful careers.
Yeah. And so... Since we're on tight ends, let's talk about the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, you know, both big guys, like you were saying, we've got Carson Conkle coming out of Pinckneyville, Illinois. So a home state guy, 6'6", 220. So he's also right there. Again, big frame. Mm-hmm. You put him in the weight room. I mean, guaranteed to be either a good blocker or really good pass catcher, you know, running routes out there. 18th best prospect in Illinois, and he had offers from, it was Pitt, Ball State, Arkansas.
Mm-hmm. So I remember seeing a bunch of other schools on that list. Like, that's just three of many.
Right.
He had more Power 5 offers, too. So clearly he's wanted, and Illinois was able to land a great tight end. I mean, it's crazy, 6'6 again.
Right.
You're getting two, maybe him and Hollinger end up both here at 6'6", and that is great size for tight end position. And I want to say
they're already taller than some of the wide receivers that are currently on roster now. Sure. Because a lot of those guys are 6'2", 6'3".
Yeah, shorter guys. Especially Isaiah Williams. I mean, he's probably 5'10", 5'11".
Okay.
They don't have – I can't remember exactly who's coming back for the tight end position. I know they did just land a transfer way back in, like, the winter who's coming over from – Blanken, but he's a bigger guy. He'll be big in the offense this year. But these are Bielema guys. If you look at Bielema's track record with his tight ends and some of the guys he's recruited, he likes those bigger, taller guys because they're able to just moss people in terms of catching above the defense
right. And
just being able to just overpower people.
Yeah.
So I mean,
and again, very Travis Kelce-like where you see what he does out there on the NFL field and it's just his size. It's not like he's making sharp cuts or anything like that, but just able to kind of get in front of people, body him up, and, you know, obviously has very successful NFL career. Mm-hmm. So,
and, I mean, from Pinckneyville, Illinois is finally, we see it with football, women's basketball, a bunch of other sports where they're starting to get better. They're landing these Illinois products, which they struggled with a lot in the past.
Yeah.
Is getting people straight from Illinois, the big recruits. I mean, Malik Elzey is a huge example. Illinois finally put themselves back on the map, and he flipped his commitment from Cincinnati, which has arguably been a much better football program in the last decade than Illinois.
Yep.
And him making that flip, Chicago kid, we're starting to see more, you know, Illinois-born kids come to the University of Illinois, which is huge for recruiting because Chicago is a gold mine of basketball talent, a lot of guys for football. So it's a good thing to have for Illinois.
And so that brings us to our number three player here, another Illinois product, Joe Barna, defensive lineman, 6'4", 240. And actually, he was kind of pulled. A lot of the, you know, scouts had him either going to Purdue or Wisconsin. So Big Ten steal right there. I watched a lot of his tapes on Huddle. And just what jumps out at me, even though it's high school right now, just his explosiveness off the line and getting after that quarterback, fighting through, I mean, double teams and, like, made them look like they're JV players or something like that. But he's always in that backfield, big disruptive force. He's got another year to go in high school, continue to build on that. But definitely – you know, bolstering that side of the ball as well.
Mm-hmm. And with Bielema, he's really been able to develop defense. I mean, maybe that's a credit to Ryan Walters and Aaron Henry on the defensive side, but he's really been able to develop defensive linemen so far. I mean, Calvin Avery just signed with the Vikings, big defensive lineman. And then you have Johnny Newton, who's going to be probably a first-round pick this year on the defensive line. And then you have Randolph, who's probably going to get drafted too. And then also Gabe Jackis, who's, I think he's in sophomore year, who's just a force on the defensive line slash linebacker at times. But he, like, this is a perfect combination for Joe Barna and Brett Bielema to really grow. He's a good player. Like,
yeah.
And, I mean, you mentioned like Purdue, Wisconsin, like Illinois found themselves in a tough spot when Ryan Walters left on the defensive side because defense players wanted to play for Walters. I know that was a big reason they were looking at Illinois, so they had that flip. So to keep the guys like this, that's big moving forward.
All right. And then also staying on defensive side of the ball, Chase Green, safety coming in out of Florida, another two-sport athlete, played basketball. 6'1", 180, and so also again, time to grow, add a little bit of some size onto that. But also watching this kid's tapes, I mean, ball hawk is the word that I chose to describe him. Mm-hmm. I mean, reading from that safety position, he's sitting back there, he's seeing where this quarterback is already going, and a lot of times on those tapes, he's already going towards that player before the quarterback even releases the ball. Mm-hmm. So I think he's got a really good defensive mindset, obviously knows what some of these players are going to do before maybe they even know what they're doing. But, yeah, definitely that's the kind of player you want to have, especially after that Devin Witherspoon and those other guys just went in the NFL draft this season. Still, again, more time to develop here in high school. Get him in here.
Of course.
Really put him through the ringer. And, I mean, ceiling's high for a lot of these kids.
Chase Green's solid. I've read a lot about him. And a lot of people compare him to a Witherspoon. Another Florida kid, too. Bielema loves his Florida defensive players. Chase Green's going to be good. I don't see him coming in right away in his freshman year.
Right.
Making an impact. As you mentioned, there's some development that needs to be done. Just, this Division I Power 5 is a whole different level.
Yeah.
But Chase Green will be just fine. I mean, 6'1", 180. I think you got to put a little bit more muscle on it. But like I mentioned a little while ago, Witherspoon was the same way.
Yeah.
When he came here, where he was a smaller guy, got with these training staffs, and was able to really build. But, I mean, he was a number 111 safety in the recruiting class, which is kind of low. But with how many defensive backs there are in high school football, it's not a bad place to be. I mean, he held a bunch of offers too.
UCF was another pretty notable one for him. Central Florida.
Yes, he had a bunch of other offers weighing, but chose to come to Illinois. We've talked about this before, but Illinois has built a reputation now where defensive backs want to play.
Yep.
For Illinois, which is. It's awesome. You just see that with the guys that were just drafted and players seeing that they can develop and be on that stage too. That's a huge thing, and I'm sure it weighed a little bit on Chase Green, I'm going to assume, being able to really develop at Illinois.
Yep.
And hopefully see his name on the board one day.
All right, and now we're going to go offensive side of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
This guy I'm really excited about.
Big time land for them, I think.
Yeah. So another guy coming out of Nebraska, in-state product, 6'5", 300 pounds, Caleb Pryfen, offensive tackle. I mean, he was the number 4 recruit in the state of Nebraska. I mean, 300 pounds, 6'5", I mean, that's a wall.
Yep. No, he's good. I mean, of all these guys we've talked about, he's probably at the top. And he's a player, I think, that will play. Well, it's going to depend on who stays next year and where the transfer portal lands him. But he's somebody that could play in his first season a lot of minutes. He's a bigger guy. He's really just talented. And he Oh, man. Him and Brett Bielema. I mean, that's Brett Bielema's, like, everything, offensive line.
Yep.
Because, I mean, that's what he coached, I think, with the Patriots, what he's coached with other programs, the offensive line. And, oh, him and Caleb are going to be a great combination together. And I don't know. I mean, the big question is who will be a quarterback at the time he gets here. Could still be Altmaier. Who knows if he has a great year.
Sure.
And he ends up transferring out or, I don't know, gets drafted, hopefully. But I would assume he'll be the quarterback at the time. And if he's got a gift with Caleb coming in, be great on the offensive line protecting.
Yeah, and I mean, just kind of looking at that, I mean, all I can think of is how many pancakes is this guy gonna have? You know,
well, that was his big photo, if you saw that,
right?
The him just holding a stack of pancakes. But what's that because pancakes, I was about to say, what's the connection? Because I know they do that a lot with, like, Canadians.
Sure.
They were talking about that over at the Memorial Championship last week, because there was a Canadian inching up the board, that they were going to hand him pancakes if he won. Which would have been something. But yeah, I mean, pancakes as an offensive lineman, that's the big stat you sometimes look for.
Exactly.
But he'll be great. I mean, that is definitely somebody with this recruiting class to be excited about.
Yeah. All right. And that's page one. One lonely guy on page two.
Mm-hmm.
And again, defensive pickup. Out of Florida, defensive back,
mm-hmm.
Flipped. He originally committed to Wisconsin. We'll just say his name first. Verdell Woodward.
Mm-hmm.
Originally committed to Wisconsin. I think it was just about a week or so ago.
Yeah, it was pretty recent.
That he said, nope, going to Champaign, going to play for the Illini.
Mm-hmm.
6'2", 180. So, again, a little bit taller than Chase Green. About the same size. He's the number 75 cornerback in the nation.
Mm-hmm. Once again,
defense.
Another Florida kid.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a hub at this point for Illinois, it seems like. I mean, last year at the bowl game, there was a huge photo with just all the Florida kids, and I think it was like 30 deep. But no, Verdell's very good. He's got a perfect length, 6'2". 180. That's kind of the size you want to look for the defensive backs. You don't want too tall, because then they're having a tough time keeping up with the receivers.
Yep.
6'2 is perfect. That, I mean, maybe put a little bit more weight, get him up to 190.
I was going to say 10-15 pounds probably about.
Because
all
I tell
he
you,
needs.
As a defensive back, you make a lot of open field tackles, and you got to be a bigger guy to take that.
Yeah,
that's a tough thing as a defensive back, but you still got to stay quick. I mean, you got to stay with your receivers. But number 75 corner in the nation, I know I just mentioned, I think it was Chase Green was up there at about the 100 range. But, I mean, that's a great ad. Great ad for Illinois. They're really starting to stack that defensive back room. I'm going to assume Matt Bailey, defensive back, is going to be there still when these guys come in next year. Very good player. So it's going to be a loaded room. Next year when these guys come in. I mean, I don't know if they'll be playing right away. It's so tough in football because a lot of guys don't come on.
Especially with the transfer portal nowadays.
A lot of guys don't come onto the scene till their second or third year, but, you know, some of these guys could. I mean, we've seen it before. But I feel like you see that a lot, like the quarterback position.
Yep.
When they're that talented. But there's a lot of development that needs to be made from high school to college. So,
that's camp's all about,
too. Exactly. So I'll be curious to see some of these guys who can make that jump and will be, you know, in Memorial Stadium playing right away in 2024. Because, I mean, things are going to be different that year. You have the whole schedule alignment change.
Right.
You got
no more West-East.
You got the big dogs, UCLA and USC, coming in.
Yep.
It's gonna be a whole new ball game.
Yeah. And, I mean, maybe not starters, but these guys get some playing time, give the starters a little bit of a break, kind of showcase what they can do out there as well. Obviously, you learn a little bit more in game situations than you would in a practice. Start watching that film and everything. But I definitely think Illinois football, especially defense, continues to kind of show that is where we're going to probably see a lot of these players get drafted from. Again, going back to this last NFL draft, I mean, we had Chase Brown and then a couple offensive linemen, but mostly defense.
Oh yeah, I mean
putting product into the NFL.
I mean, yeah, three defensive backs taken. I forget when Sidney Brown was taken. I think he was fourth round.
I mean, first three rounds. I feel like somebody was going.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, it's awesome to see the growth, especially last year, just seeing the growth from the first game to the final game and how far they came, how far, you know, the attendance built. And it's something to be excited about as an Illinois fan, as an Illinois, you know, player on that team, that they're really building something there. So it's something to just keep, for people not Illinois fans, keep an eye out on, because Illinois could win the Big Ten West this year.
Yeah.
There's a legitimate case that they could win the Big Ten West this year.
I mean, I was watching a show and they don't even talk about Illinois whatsoever. And I mean, I feel like that kind of maybe gives them a little bit of some fuel, some food for thought. But it was, again, your Ohio State, your Michigan, and then they had Penn State, Iowa at the bottom of their list. But I literally said to the TV, I said, where's Illinois on this list? Because, I mean, they were right there last year. They almost beat Michigan.
Yep.
And that would have taken them out of the Big Ten title game. But,
yeah, I think with Illinois and what they're building, they have the opportunity to do some great things. It's going to be tougher, though, when the divisions kind of split.
Yep.
Because then you are competing.
Then it's kind of a free-for-all.
It's a free-for-all. And that's where it's going to be tougher. So if you can build now this year and really compete for a Big Ten championship, you're going to land the recruits, which is only going to make things better for next year when it does divide. And the only way you can make a Big Ten championship is if you're beating Ohio State, Penn State during the year, like those teams. Because you don't get that Big Ten West where it's 100% lighter than the Big Ten East with all the top dogs. So this is an important year for the future of Illinois football, in my opinion. And just building the future with recruits, transfers. So this is the year to kind of go all in a way. Because their future kind of depends on it, I think.
Yeah. Can't hold back now.
Can't hold back now.
All right. Well, we're going to keep our eyes on these guys, keep you updated. Any new guys that come on the scene or kind of jump off the page to us. I know you're probably going to be starting to head over to practices in the next week or two here. Yeah, so
I've been waiting to see when they start. I'm not sure because I know most of the players are here by now.
Yep.
But I know they're doing...
I know Bielema just had, like, some big cookout at his house.
Yeah, I do like see those.
A couple weeks ago.
It's so weird. NCAA has certain rules during the summer where, like, you can only be with your... teams can only get together in terms of practicing for certain times during the week. So it's so... They're so particular. They don't want people over... They don't want you overworking your players. Season's already so tough as it is. But yeah, that's something I got to check on. See when practices start. But I'm excited. I mean, season kicks off, and it's a little less than 2 months. I think it was like September 2nd they played Toledo. It's either 2nd or 6th.
Something like that.
But hey, it's coming off. Football season's almost here.
Yeah.
I mean, summer's already flying by. It's July. And I assume we'll be in September in college football.
Time to get excited for football again.
Definitely.
All right. Well, that'll do it for us, I think.
Yeah, make sure to hit us up. I mean, to check us out on all podcast streaming platforms, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, you name it.
YouTube.
Yep, YouTube, if you're not already watching on that. But yeah, find us on Twitter. I'm at Dante Furco.
At Darren Leeds WX.
Give us a follow if you ever have anything you'd love to recommend. Let us know. And yeah, that'll do it.
We'll see you next time.
Yeah.